It's 9 in the morning as the daily routine in Perry Mason's busy law office gets underway. But Miss Gertie Lade, switchboard operator and senior employee in Mason's outer office, is absorbed in the morning newspaper. And for a moment, she doesn't see the nicely dressed young man who enters the office, walks up, stands beside her.
I just can't believe it.
Don't believe anything you read in that newspaper.
Hmm?
Gertie, I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, Mr. Jacobson. What'd I do?
You bought the wrong newspaper. Why didn't you buy the Daily Blade?
Oh, I don't have to. See, I buy the Record and read the funny papers, and then I trade with Selma.
Oh?
How's your wife, Mr. Jacobson?
Oh, she's just fine, Gertie. You say Selma reads the Blade?
Uh-huh. Then we trade papers, and I read your columns.
After you read the comic strips. Well, it figures.
Is that a crack, Mr. Jacobson?
Not at all, Gertie. You want to tell Mr. Mason I'm here?
Uh-huh, but he's awful busy. Gee, Mr. Ed Beekman was arrested for murder.
Yeah, I know.
He's awful nice. And so is his wife and daughter. His daughter's just beautiful. She used to be a dancer.
Yeah?
Uh-huh, only she hurt her back in an accident, so she had to quit. Gee, she's got the prettiest red hair.
Gertie.
And... Yes, sir?
Mr. Mason's expecting
you. Gertie.
Yeah, Della.
Is he Jake Jacobson in the office?
I'm looking at him right now.
Hi, Della.
Oh, hi, Jake. Mr. Mason's waiting to see you.
Right. See you, Gertie.
Say hello to Mr. Jacobson.
Uh-huh. Hello, Mr. Mason.
Oh, Jake.
Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for seeing me.
I was planning to come to your press conference at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I wouldn't make you wait, Jake.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Oh, of course not. I owe you a favor for your assistance in the matter of Suzanne Barclay.
Uh-huh.
You are one of our favorite newspaper people, right, Bella?
We say so all the time.
Well, well, well.
As a matter of fact, I am certain the district attorney knows that you have worked with me in the past.
Oh, I wouldn't be at all surprised. I don't know what you're leading up to, Mr. Mason, but speaking of the district attorney, you don't mind
Not at all, Jake.
Have you got a bear by the tail, Mr. Mason? Is all the stuff Apt says on the up and up? Apt says he's got Beekman's fingerprints on the murder weapon.
And so he has.
And that the police found Beekman in the murder apartment right after the killing. And that while Beekman claims he's innocent, at the same time, he can't explain the evidence.
And that's true.
Hmm. You're going to plead self-defense?
No, Jake. Ed Beekman is innocent.
So what about the evidence?
Well, I can't explain that now. I'm telling you straight, however, Ed Beekman is innocent.
Well, that's good enough for me. He's innocent. Okay. But you admit the... D.A. has a case.
Mr. Apt is spoiled with riches.
Huh?
Mr. Apt is in very high clover. He has so much evidence against my client, he's just looking at it and smiling happily. Well, he should be working. Mr. Apt is not going after the real murderer, not yet. But Apt is a good man, Jake. I like to have him working for me, so let's put him to work. Now, when I hold my press conference, I'm going to announce my absolute belief in Beekman's innocence. Meanwhile, you interview Mr. Rapp. Tell him you have already seen me and that I say Beekman is innocent. Further, at the proper time, I will prove Beekman innocent because I'm on the trail of new evidence.
Are you?
Well, let's say that I want Rapp helping me. And he'll go to work when you say that I have secret evidence.
Why? He's got a case against Beekman.
Ah, yes, but it is not as strong as it looks. All we have to do is rock him off the dead center, okay?
Sure, but why not just clear Beekman? Can you?
Yes.
Well, tell me why you don't.
I can tell you this. Ed Beekman is innocent. But at the present time, I can prove his innocence only by pointing the finger of suspicion at another innocent person.
Well, couldn't you point the finger just a little bit? Use him for a red herring?
A red-haired red herring?
What was that, Della?
All right, Jake. Now, if you will see Mr. Apt.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Mason. Red-haired red herring. So Beekman's daughter is mixed in.
Perry, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Della. I'll keep my mouth shut. Why didn't you guys tell me Ed Beekman's daughter is mixed in? You can trust me?
Yes, yes. You, Jake.
Then what? Oh. My editor.
Yes, your editor jumped the gun and almost cost Suzanne Barclay her life.
Yeah, he felt awful bad about that. I learned something from it, too, Mr. Mason. Arch Kerner is a swell guy in a lot of ways, one of the best guys I know, but With him, the newspaper comes first, last, and all the time, and in between.
Well, as long as you understand him, Jake.
I do now, and I'll watch what I tell him. That's a promise.
All right. Well, since you've guessed part of it, here's the rest. Ed's daughter was in Weber's apartment the night he was killed. Kate is innocent. So is Ed. The simplest way to prove it is for Apt to turn up the real killer.
Does Apt know Beekman's daughter was there?
No.
What if he starts digging and gets wise?
Well, we can't get to first base without Kate's testimony.
And
first you have to catch your fish, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you mean that particular red herring will be very hard to find, huh?
Hmm.
Okay, Mr. Mason. I'll see Apt right away.
Now it's a short time later, as in Mr. Apt's office.
Yes? Who? Why didn't you tell me a newspaper columnist wants to see me? Yes, the others can wait. Send in Mr. Jacobson.
Good morning, Mr. Apt.
Yeah, good morning, Jacobson. Sit down, sit down.
There's a young couple waiting to see you. I can wait.
Oh, I wouldn't think of it, Jacobson. No, indeed. My office is constantly filled with people. Oh, I see them, of course. It takes time. However, I managed to get the job done in spite of interruptions.
Yes, sir. Mr. Apt.
And even if I say so, my record is improving all the time. That incident last night, for example. I merely point this out in case you have occasion to mention it in your very excellent column. As I was saying, Gordy Weber was murdered. And within minutes, mind you, we had the killer under arrest. Yes, and in spite of the fact that the killer's defense lawyer arrived almost as quickly as the police.
You mean Mr. Mason?
Yes. I'm almost sorry for Mr. Mason. He's going to take a very thorough beating in court.
Mm-hmm. I just left Mason's office. He's called a press conference in a couple of hours, but he talked to me first.
He made a statement?
Uh-huh. He says Beekman's innocent.
Oh. He's whistling in the dark, of course.
Well, he's whistling loud and strong, Mr. Apt. He gave me permission to quote him directly.
You're going to give him publicity, huh? Well, it's your privilege.
Well, I'm willing to quote you, too, Mr. Apt. I was thinking of an angle. Defense attorney says his client is innocent. District attorney says he's guilty. Let's see who's right.
Go right ahead, Jacobson, by all means. I say Beekman is guilty.
Okay, and thanks a lot, Mr. Apt.
Not at all, James. Any time at all. Just a moment.
Yes?
You and Mason are friends.
Yeah, well, I've known him a long time.
A strange thought just crossed my mind. I wonder if Mason sent you to me.
Well, come to think of it, he did kind of suggest it, Mr. Apt.
He kind of suggested it?
Yeah.
Mason wanted me to take a stand?
I guess. He didn't say why, unless... Oh, no, that couldn't be it.
What? What couldn't?
Oh, something about some stuff he's uncovered. Well, you think he's leading you into a trap?
That's ridiculous. Mason never saw the day he got outmaneuvered Frederick Apt.
Uh-huh. But I can tell you one thing. Mason's awful careful what he says for publication. If he says Beekman's innocent, he thinks he's got a way to prove it. But we all make mistakes. Even Mason. Only, I don't happen to remember him ever dropping the ball, do you?
Mason's lucky.
Yeah, well, look, he can't be lucky all the time. Right, Mr. Apt? I mean, even a guy who's landed on his feet as often as Mr. Mason. Well, even with a guy like that... bound to slip sometime. Probably. Well, I'll be seeing you, Mr. Apt.
Perry Mason's maneuver has given Mr. Apt concentrated food for thought. It could be that Mr. Apt will throw the power of his office into an investigation to unearth the real killer. But remember the names Marion Conley and Jimmy Mitchell, the young couple waiting to speak to Mr. Apt. Well, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?